You will listen parts of my online archive that includes recordings from meetings I have co-organized and internet sources related to my research.
She'd been listening to the radio and was curious what it was like to make it. So she, along with 20 other women, went to the first training. They did icebreakers, spent 3 days on voice technique.
Interpreter, and how to be as a presenter, and how to take breaths from your belly.
Dana Balud, Hiba passed the training and began working at the station, made news shows, programs about women's rights, interviews with local women who had lost their husbands in the war. By the time Riyad put Hiba and the other women on air, in 2015, the Islamist in charge of Kafrin Bell, Nusra, already hated Radio Fresh.
Now Radio Fresh got a lot of warnings for having women on air. Nusra considered their voice.
During the conflict in Syria, a group of people that wanted to broadcast their own news for the safety of the citizens and the avoidance of more killings set up a radio station. The station, which was called Radio Fresh, ceased to exist in 2016 because of a sudden intervention from Nusra, an extremist Islamist group. Some groups of women decided to first learn vocal techniques and participate in the radio station. They then broadcasted their own music and speeches, but after a while Nusra threatened to close the station if women didn't leave. Nusra considered their voices shameful, a form of nakedness.
Flash drives. Heber and the other women watched the Nusra guys ransack the main station from another building, the women's office just up the hill.
Heba Abud, speaking Arabic, interpreter. And we looked out of the window when we heard a lot of noise. So us girls, we just started gathering everything and hiding it, because we said, you know, they were going to come to us next.
Dana Balut, they quickly rearranged the office to make it look more like a home.
Dana Balut, Nusra's other big demand was for Radio Fresh to take women off the air completely. Rayid had a creative fix for this one too. Again, he's Hiba.
You're listening to people reading extracts, reading a transcription of a radio podcast.
Interpreter. So we were having a meeting and he came and he told us that they wanted to transform our voices.
You know, now we're going to use something to change our voices from female voices to male, and but you wouldn't be able to tell that it was a female in the first place. Hiba Abud, speaking Arabic.
Interpreter. So when we first heard what our voices sounded like, we were laughing.
Idea.
It was so strange because we were like, really? This is what people are going to listen to.
Nusra's other big demand was for Radio Fresh to take women off the air completely. Ra'ed had a creative fix for this one too. Again, here's Hiba.
طلع لعنا يعني في اجتماع فجاء بخبرنا انه
So we were having a meeting and he came and he told us that they wanted to transform our voices. You know, now we were going to use something to change our voices from female voices to male, and that you wouldn't be able to tell that it was a female in the first place.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله إليكم موجزا لأهم الأنباء أهلا بكم.
So when we first heard what our voices sounded like, we were laughing. And it was so strange because we were like, really, this is like what people are going to listen to? But after a while, it just became normal. And it literally got to the point where I could tell you which girl was which voice.
But after a while, it just became normal. And it literally got to the point where I could tell you which girl was which one.
So
You know, now we were going to use something to change our voices from female voices to male, and that you wouldn't be able to tell that it was a female in the first place.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah ilaykum mujazan li ahem al anba ahlan bikum.
So, wait.
So when we first heard what our voices sounded like, we were laughing. And it was so strange because we were like, really, this is like what people are going to listen to?
This kind of male extremist group seeks to prevent women from political expression. After these threats, these women were helped to electronically remodulate their voices from female to male. They felt weird with this transformation, but everybody was taking their words seriously, and after a while, they got used to it. It became part of themselves. In one of our meetings with people that were interested in this, in voice in public, we shared personal experiences regarding speech. And we listened back to our voices, but being distorted.
Oh yeah, when I feel like I want to make myself clear and I want to make a good point about what I'm saying, I feel like I have to express myself in a lower voice to be taken seriously. And if I don't, I get annoyed when I hear my own voice back in sound or on a video.
I'm naturally quite soft-spoken, so when I first started teaching, I was quite unconfident about my abilities as a teacher until I realized it was actually more about listening than speaking.
I was on the street, and then in front of a van who was kind of in my way, and then I heard the driver made a sound at me. When I was young, I wanted to say many things, but people didn't let me to express that, and they would say that I talk too much. I feel very uncomfortable speaking in public, especially in theory class, where you're forced to speak, actually. But I realized it's also okay to just say that I'm not comfortable speaking. When I'm in Greece, I need to raise my voice in order to be present, whereas in the Netherlands, this need is less.
Laurie Anderson, in her performance Mats 20, distorted her voice and sounded like male, speaking through this new voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are observing here are highly magnified examples or facsimiles of human sperm. Generation after generation of these tiny creatures have sacrificed themselves in their persistent, often futile attempt to transport the basic male genetic code. Where is this information coming from? They have no eyes, no ears, yet some of them already know that they will be bald. Some of them know that they will have small, crooked teeth. Over half of them will end up as women. 400 million living creatures, all knowing precisely the same thing. Carbon copies of each other in a kamikaze race against the clock. Now, some of you may be surprised to learn that if a sperm were the size of a salmon, it would be swimming its 7-inch journey at 500 miles per hour. If a
cognate verb, ololizo, is one of a family.
In ancient Greece, there was an utterance, a high-pitched cry, the ololiga, which was a female ritual practice.
Probably of Indo-European origin and obviously of onomatopoeic derivation.
These words do not signify anything except their own sound. The sound to represent a cry of either intense pleasure or intense pain.
To utter such cries is a specialized female function. When Alcaeus finds himself surrounded by the sound of the oligaia, he is telling us that he is completely and genuinely out of bounds.
No man would make such sound.
No proper civic space would contain it unregulated.
Female festivals in which such ritual cries were heard were generally not permitted to be held within the city limits.
This irrational way of speaking was excluded from the civic space of ancient Greek democracy. But is it like this fear of a more primitive nature of ourselves? We then tried together with this group of people to read, to sing, or to read vowels that we had extracted from our sentences, describing personal experiences, and sing them together as a reminder of this ancient female utterance, but again with a technically distorted voice. According to Ann Carson, the quality of sound voice is falsely associated with gender. Who said that men should sound like men? Or women like women?
Want to make myself clear and I want to make a good point about what I'm saying, I feel like I have to express myself in a lower voice to be taken seriously, and if I don't, I get annoyed when I hear my own voice back in sound or on the video.
I'm naturally quite soft-spoken, so when I first started teaching, I was...
They have no eyes, no ears, yet some of them already know that they will evolve. Some of them know that they will have small, crooked teeth. Over half of them will end up as women.
So when we... After a while, it just became... female voice. We were laughing. Radio Fresh reduced how much...
like animal forms. Will be the Islamic armed group banned the music from Radio Fresh?
How would they be received?
The minds.
When I feel like I want to make myself clear and I want to make a good point about what I'm saying, I feel like I have to express myself in a lower voice to be taken seriously. And if I don't, I get annoyed when I hear my own voice back in sound or on the video.
I'm naturally quite soft-spoken, so when I first started teaching, I was quite confident about my abilities as a teacher until I realized it was actually more about listening than speaking.
Female voices. No
ears. I was on the street and then in front of a van who was kind of in my way, and then I heard the driver made sound at me.
The minds.
When I was young, I wanted to say many things, but people didn't let me to express that. And they would say that I talk too much. I feel very uncomfortable speaking in public, especially in theory class, where you're forced to speak, actually. But I realized it's also okay to just say that I'm not comfortable speaking.